This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium on this Friday, May 21st. A relatively quiet end to a relatively quiet week.
But a beautiful, beautiful day.
Very beautiful one. I'm going to have to go walk about later, Paul. Haven't had a chance to do that yet. Been a little bit busy with some other stuff.
I'm just excited to have someone to talk to.
That's true.
I had no friends the last
couple
of weeks.
That's Paul Perillo. You recognize his voice, as he said, from the past 2 weeks. Eric Scalavino here. Andy Hart.
It's just me and Toyota the last couple of weeks. He's on the other side of the glass.
I've been your friend, Paul.
You are. You have been my friend.
A quiet friend, though, huh? Yeah. Andy Hart, quiet today because he's not here.
Which is a good thing. That's a good day.
As he is wont to do.
That's wont with an O.
At this time of year. Anyway.
Very quiet week, if you can't tell by the start of this podcast.
Exactly.
In terms of roster moves.
Well, we do have a couple of things we can talk about, though. One pretty major, one not so much, but we'll get to that later. Sean Springs, veteran cornerback, many years in this league. Only 1 year with the Patriots, though, this past season. And apparently that's going to be the only year that he is with the Patriots.
Looks that way.
He was released earlier this week. Your thoughts, Paul? Surprised at all by the move? And where does the team go from here at that spot?
Surprised is a good word. I am surprised by it. I don't think it's a stunning thing. I don't think it's one of those moves that is going to come back and haunt the team. I don't think it's a major thing in that regard. But I do think it was somewhat surprising. I thought that Bill might want to have a one veteran guy around that he could sort of use as a corner, maybe use as a safety if he wanted to have some versatility. A guy that he felt pretty comfortable putting in whatever role that he deemed necessary. Now, I think, and Bill hasn't spoken publicly on the move or anything like that, but I think that what Bill has decided is I want to go with the kids here that we have. They have, Lee Bodden is the elder statesman of the group. He's locked up, as a starter on the right side.
Contract.
But other than that, you're dealing with Jonathan Wilhite and Terrence Wheatley as third-year guys. Mm-hmm. Darius Butler will enter his second year, and you have rookie Devin McCourty. So you have four guys out of your top five corners that are entering year three or less. I think he just wants to have the young guys go out there and play, not have any veteran lurking around. I don't think it's a bad move. I think it makes some sense. I think if something happens and you get an injury or two, or maybe someone doesn't pan out, because I don't think that these guys. I think Bodden, McCourty, and Butler are locks. I don't think Wilhite and Wheatley are locks, even with the thinning of the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still going to be entering training camp having to win jobs. So if it doesn't pan out to be as deep as Bill thought, you give a guy like Sean Springs a call back or someone else
on your quote-unquote emergency lists
mm-hmm. At the time. So I don't think it's anything at all to do with the fact that he failed a physical. I think, as Sean said himself, a lot of players at this time of year wouldn't pass a physical. Anybody who had off-season surgery at this time of year wouldn't pass a physical.
Exactly.
And the example that we've used on PFW in Progress is
Wes Welker.
There's no way he'd be passing a physical.
No way he would. Yeah, I found it a little surprising, too, given what you said, the fact that most of the roster at that spot is relatively young.
And that's why I was surprised.
You don't really know what you're going to get out of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy like Springs, given his size and his experience in the league, you think might be able to even, in a pinch, move him over to safety if you needed some help there.
And I thought he played pretty well last year, by the way. Especially late last year.
Yes.
I thought that he struggled in a game in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the whole secondary struggled in that game.
To be fair.
But I thought that he was pretty good last December.
Yeah, I did too.
And heading down, we probably should get into that aspect of it too. In the locker room, I think that there was some immaturity in the secondary. And I don't think he did a lot to sort of squash
improve on that.
I don't think he's immature, but I don't think he did much to squash that.
Right.
And I think if you're a veteran and you're making some money, you're not an elite player anymore, and you're not really helping with regard to off-field stuff, which I think all is true in Sean Springs' case, why have you around? Let's go younger. If I'm not going to get anything in terms of mentoring or leadership, and the guy's not an outstanding player, What do I have him around for, right, as a veteran who's making a decent amount of change?
He was certainly a fun-loving guy, always willing to talk to to anybody who came by, media,
very
teammates, anybody.
Very articulate. Enjoyed speaking with him, but I'm not sure that he was a great influence on the younger guys.
Yeah, and probably not the kind of fit on this team that maybe the coaching staff expected when they brought him in, given his pretty illustrious resume. He was, believe the third overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, he had a very good
by the
career.
Seahawks.
Sean Springs had a very, very good. I mean, I shouldn't say had, like it's past tense. I don't know if he'll play in 2010 or not, but to this point, he's had a very nice career for himself.
And he's talking like, or at least in the immediate aftermath of his release, he was talking like he was intent on playing this year.
Yeah, and I know there's been talk about him being an analyst too. But I think that's after he decides. You're right, Eric. After he decides for sure that he doesn't want to play anymore.
Right. So I think we'll have to keep an eye on what happens with Sean Springs. We're certainly going to keep an eye on what happens in the New England secondary, given the uncertainty that remains there. That's going to be, I think, one of the more interesting battles to watch during training camp when that comes, just about 2 months from now when that gets started. So that's the big news of the week. The only other relevant roster news we have to talk about is the Patriots signed one of their draft picks, sixth-rounder. Offensive lineman Ted Larson.
Teddy Larson.
Was that one of your guys?
No.
In the preview?
That was one of Andy's.
That was Andy's? Okay.
4-year deal.
Yep. 6'2", 305. Started his college career as a defensive tackle. Moved over to the offensive side as a junior. Started 30 of 43 games with NC State.
Do you understand the Ted Nation?
Oh, Ted Nation. He's already developing a following. Didn't realize. But I think he and the other lineman, Thomas Welch, stand a pretty good chance of contributing to this team one way or the other, whether it's active roster, practice squad.
I'd be surprised if they didn't stick around in some capacity.
Yeah, I think both of those guys.
I think this guy in particular has a shot for the 53 because I think his versatility to play center or guard, whereas if Light, Vollmer, and Kazier are all here, you still have Marco
for
Gore.
What? Right.
It's going to be tougher for Welch to earn that swing.
Pretty much just a tackle. Right. So there we go. We have one of the 12 draft picks in the fold, Ted Larson, the sixth-round pick. Sean Springs, no longer a member of the team. Maybe it'll work out that he comes back. Maybe it won't. We'll be keeping an eye on it, though. But that's pretty much it for this week, Paul.
That is it. We have a very short but sweet, and I wouldn't anticipate the moves piling in the weeks to come.
No.
It's probably going to be more of a quiet time. We will have some OTAs to talk about next week.
That's true. That'll
be fun.
BFW
in progress, however.
That'll be fun, and we'll get to that 1 week from today. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.